And I tell you something else that we used to have that children don't have now. Don't never hear a thing about it now. Oh, we haven't in years. We used to have the ground deep.
Oh, I had that.
And toilet doors been just
good deep. Mercy.
What would you put on that if you got that?
Well, the devil could just have to. Best thing we could use is Epsom salt water bake them. We're putting just as hard as you can bear.
What some of the other things you might, medicines you might use? Say if you cut yourself, what might you put on your cut? Did they have any kind of things that they...
Well, they had different lint, kind of kinds of liniment. They called it then.
Well, turpentine's always good.
Turpentine.
Else you get, it's over ultimate, you know, used to get the rosin
pine
rolls
out
tree.
Of the pine tree. They claimed that was good.
Did they have things like mercurochrome, iodine,
yeah.
That kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff?
I tell you now what people used to do when I was growing up, and it would work too, I'm telling you, you may have heard of it. Big oak trees, got that big rough bark on it. If you had a cut a place, or stuck, people used to snag, get stick bars in their feet, you know. And children going barefoot, get bars, go up in there, and they didn't have no way of getting them out. And you could take that, the hue off that old rough bark on a red oak tree, big red oak, there's some of them around our old place now. Just hew that red bark off. And then, you know, there's a thin bark then down between that rough and the tree, the wood.
Yeah.
Get that thin bark, get a whole lot of it, and take it to the house and put it in water and boil it, and put corn meal in it and make what they call a poultice. And put that on there and put a rag just, you know, when you cook, put it around there and put bandage around it where it wouldn't get on the bed. And just sleep there, go to bed. And the next morning, whatever that was, a big thorn.
A nail in?
Be what be out there, you take that off and there it'd be. Draw it out. That oak would draw that out. I was gathering corn one fall of the year. We had heat brewers. Go and pull it, have heat brewers. And I drove up there, he drove the wagon, and the grass had grown up there a little after we got through laying by. And I just, there was no rich light or stump about that high kind of grass. I just jumped off the wagon on and hit, that grass had that stump here. And I stepped right on that little shoe. And one of the pieces of that went plumb through in big, really went to hurt. And I went on back home. Doc Owens lived about 4 miles. I got on the mule and went up there. He told me, said, I can't do nothing with that. You have to operate on it. But I tell you what you do. You go back home and get your sisters to make you a strong red oak bark poultice and put on that. And that'll be the end of it. And they did that evening. I put it on there and went on to bed and went to sleep. And the next morning, there was a piece laying out there on that stuff. Poultice part. It's big as a match stem and about half as long as a match stem. Come out of that stump that I That's right. Just drawed it right out. Wasn't a sore then.
That's a useful thing to know.
In my mind, that's true. Everybody used to make red
oak. All people used to always do that.
A lot of folks now would laugh at you.
They wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah. But I bet you it still works.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it worked
then,
it worked now. That's right, then. Talking about, you mentioned quilts, you know, a while ago and all. Most women back then make quilts. And,
they have quilts and frames, you know.
That's the kind of cover you had was quilts.
Have you ever seen any quilting frames?
I've seen quilt, but not quilting frame.
Well, they quilt had frames, then they're about 2 inches. Best I remember, about 2 inches thick. About an inch thick, about 2 inches wide. About as long as you want to quilt. And they'd put them up in there.